I hear a lot of people say that the fear of death and the fear of public speaking are two of the main fears in my generation, but I disagree. I think it's the fear of silence. We refuse to turn off our computers, turn off our phones, log off Facebook, and just sit in silence, because in those moments we might actually have to face up to who we really are. We fear silence like it's an invisible monster, gnawing at us, ripping us open, and showing us our dissatisfaction. Silence is terrifying. Then I graduated, had a fun summer, and headed off to a Christian college in San Diego, completely on my own. I didn't go because the school was Christian. I went because they had an awesome baseball team and a beautiful field. The campus and the baseball field is literally on the beach. You can almost hit a home run into the water. It's no surprise that within the first semester, I got put on academic probation, cut from the baseball team, and dumped by my first serious girlfriend. Because baseball and girls were my life, I felt like I had lost everything important. It was devastating, and for the first time in my life, I wasn't good enough. I was broken. Initially, I blamed God for the pain in my life, but slowly I started to hear the whisper of His grace. I didn't know it then, but God broke me to fix me because He loved me. Author C.S. Lewis said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but He shouts in our pains. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world." Because of this, I was finally ready to listen. It was a messy process, however. Looking back, I can't pinpoint one day when it all seemed to click. It was more like a period of 3 to 4 months where I stood at arm's length with Jesus. I really had nothing to lose, but this whole grace thing didn't really make much sense to me. My mom said I was the annoying kid who always asked why after everything. I pray to Jesus this particular character trait doesn't get passed down to my future kids. I am still like that to this day, and it played out when I finally started to get drawn in by grace. I had to investigate, I had to have answers, I had to know if grace was real. I still remember going to the college library one day and asking how many books a student can check out at one time. The answer was 15, so I went back to my dorm room with 15 books on Jesus, Christianity, and apologetics. Through some of those authors, God's grace slowly melted the crust off my heart. I started to see an enormous difference in the Christianity I thought I knew and the Christianity proclaimed in the New Testament. I finally started to see the Bible isn't a rule book, it's a love letter. I'm not an employee, I'm a child. It's not about my performance, it's about Jesus' performance for me. Grace isn't there for some future me, but for the real me. The me who struggled, the me who was messy, the me who was addicted to porn, the me who didn't have all the answers, the me who was insecure. He loved me in my mess, and He was not waiting until I cleaned myself up. That truth changed my life, and I'm convinced it can change yours. Finding the real Jesus. After my head-on collision with grace, I couldn't get enough of Jesus. It wasn't that everything difficult disappeared, but...